Thanks so much for logging on to watch this sermon. We're grateful for the privilege to minister to you through these video resources. Before you watch, I need to relate two important messages. First, this sermon didn't appear in a vacuum. It was preached as part of the gathering of our local church, Parkway Baptist. It also was preached as part of a longer series as we worked verse by verse through this book of the Bible. The best way to listen to this message is to digest it as part of that longer series. And secondly, this sermon, and no video sermon, should ever replace participation in the local church. So if you're one of our members, I pray the blessing of this technology will not lead you to neglect gathering with us from week to week. If you're able, make it a priority to be in congregational worship with us. If you're separated by distance or the member of another local church, we pray this sermon will not be a substitute for meaningful membership and participation in your church. Thanks again, and we pray that God will use this sermon for your good and His glory.
The happy consequences of the last several weeks, as much of our lives have been thrown upside down, one of the happy consequences is a little bit more time at home and a little bit more margin, or at least more relaxed time at home in the evenings without leisure activities and other things that might capture our time, our attention. At least our family has enjoyed, for the most part, spending that time together. Now, when you spend more and more time together, there's always an opportunity for conflict. Maybe you've experienced that in your homes as well. But one of the happy consequences is the ability to spend some time together as a family. One of the things that we like to do and have liked to do, but don't always have the time to do, is to play games together as a family, board games or card games. And so we've been doing a little bit more of that lately than we ordinarily would. And one of the games we've been playing is a game called Five Crowns. It's a rummy-like game with specific objectives for each round, or specific wild cards for each round. And then you build throughout there, and then the person with the lowest points at the end of the game wins. And we've enjoyed playing Five Crowns actually quite a bit.